This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Gracious God, we celebrate this reunion this day. May it be for us a reminder of that great reunion that we celebrate this All Saints and All Souls weekend. Knowing that surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, we will one day be gathered together at that heavenly banquet table. Amen. Now, where was I? I begin with two words that I have tried to say with everyone whom I have been reunited with from this church. Thank you. The sabbatical experience was more than one could ever ask for or imagine. But today is not the day to give you a travel log. And knowing that we had these wonderful baptisms and this remembrance of All Saints and All Souls together, the vestry agreed that I would sort of give you a little teaser today. And on Thursday, the 21st, the Thursday before Thanksgiving, there will be a potluck at the church for anyone who would like to come, parishioner or not, and just bring something to share. And then we will be sharing with you slides and stories from the last 4 months. The title of that evening, and really the title of today, has to do with bridges and Buddhas. Bridges. Our catechism in the back of the prayer book begins with statements that say this: we are part of God's creation, made in the image of God, which means that we're free to make choices, to love, to create, to reason, and to live in harmony with creation and with God. There's a bunch of other things that describe everything about things Episcopal and Christian, but then it ends with this. The communion of saints is the whole family of God, the living and the dead, those whom we love, those whom we hurt, bound together in Christ by sacrament, prayer, and praise. And by everlasting life, we mean a new existence in which we are united with all the people of God in the joy of fully knowing and loving God and each other. Our assurance as Christians is that nothing, not even death, shall separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Being born into this freedom as part of God's creation, but then getting to live in that existence, as I just read, there needs to be a bridge. And we have that bridge in Jesus, but we have that bridge through Jesus in many other ways, which is what we celebrate today. Bridges. I know everybody asks the question, did you find the bridge? We found the bridge. And I must say, we not only found that bridge, but about 200 others. But this is about a different kind of bridge today. The way in which we are bridged together with all those who have gone before us, marked with the sign of faith. But the bridge that we celebrate from generation to generation. There is a man, a very wise man, by the name of John Westerhoff, and he wrote a famous book back in the 70s that had a bit of a resurgence, Will Our Children Have Faith? Because he talks about the fact that faith is caught, not taught. That we can pump as much information as we want into another little human being, but we need to live and model it in such a way that that faith can be caught. We have living examples of that bridge taking place here today. The Russell family with three generations. The Easton Martin family with three generations. The Antonelli Pinzino family with three generations. The Anderson Williams family with three generations who have been involved actively in this church community. And we celebrate another kind of generation. And that's with Sarah and Alex, the Trovinger Chong family, who are part of the generation that has been spawned by something we call Unplugged. They came to us through that service. They have become part of our spiritual family. It is that handing on of the faith generation to generation, as our friend Dick Hardell always told us, that the church is the only organization that is one generation away from extinction. That it becomes crucial for us to live and to model, to bridge that freedom of God's creation such that we are able to achieve living it the way the end of our catechism describes it. A big part of this pilgrimage was exposure to something called Buddhism. And within Buddhism, there is this incredible concept, if we put up the next slide, called Bodhisattva. And loosely described, Bodhisattva is a person who has achieved enlightenment, but chooses to stay on earth to help others reach enlightenment rather than entering nirvana, if we translate that to Christian terms. Somebody who has reached the kingdom of heaven, but has decided to stay here in the kingdom on earth to help others to achieve and find what they have found. In the Buddhist way of looking at things, this is embodied in many ways. You see this Buddha with 1,000 hands, symbolizing that 1,000 hands reaching out to help all those on earth so that they too might achieve that enlightenment, in our terms, the kingdom of God. You see it in this way as well, with many heads, that the Buddha's reaching out in many ways so that we on earth can achieve that as well. What we celebrate today with All Saints and All Souls is that in a true way, we celebrate all those bodhisattvas in our midst. And the call that each of us have and the enablement that each of us have by Jesus to find the kingdom amongst us, to live a life fully in that kingdom, and to share that one with another. I want to share with you one part of enlightenment for me on this particular sabbatical. At the midway point of the sabbatical, I was to a stage of finally having felt like I was back on good terms in terms of my emotional and physical and spiritual health. It was the last day that I was to be in my grandfather and grandmother on my dad's side, country of Croatia. And I wanted to do something that was like a retreat and didn't know how to do that. I found an obscure reference that there were a series of celestial labyrinths in the mountains above the town where my grandma was from. And so I drove and I drove and I drove and I drove and finally came upon this little sign on this rock dirt road, and I blew up the sign at the bottom right there that led to these celestial labyrinths. We go to the next slide. Incredible view, incredible time of solitude. And believe it or not, on that gorgeous day, for the entire day I was there, I was the only human being there. Next slide. You get an idea of the incredible views that were afforded me. Next slide. Next slide. And next slide. This is why I mentioned this to you. There were two of the 10 labyrinths that were built right next to each other. One was called the Labyrinth of Freedom, and the one next to it was called the Labyrinth of Transformation. They were there intentionally put together. That one was to walk the Labyrinth of Freedom prior to then immediately walking the Labyrinth of Transformation. The Labyrinth of Freedom, as the sign said, was recommended to people under great stress who have symptoms of disorder and burnout. I spent a lot of time walking that labyrinth. When I finish that labyrinth, and go to the next slide, and the next one, I was standing, getting ready. The one in the top of the slide is the Labyrinth of Transformation. There was a feeling that came over me of incredible and total freedom. It was almost as if I was experiencing that first part of the catechism of knowing that I was made in God's image, an experience of freedom. And with that, out of the blue, a yellow butterfly came and landed on my forearm. It was then that I was ready to walk the Labyrinth of Transformation. The Labyrinth of Transformation encourages all kinds of changes, helps in life changes, helps encouraging the ability to adapt to new circumstances with speed of action, mobility, and intelligence, creates balance, eliminates roughness, separation, and impatience. For me, that symbolism is what we at St. Joseph's are about, what we in our Christian formation are all about. To have that experience of total and complete freedom, knowing who we are in God's image, and then living like the Buddhists do, but in an even more profound way, knowing that the kingdom of God is right here, and we have the ability to share it one with another as these families do today. Charles Wesley wrote beautiful lyrics to a hymn we sing often, Love Divine, All Loves Excelling. The final verse of that hymn bespeaks the prayer that should and can be ours, thanks to Christ who bridges the gap for us on this our feast day. O God, finish then thy new creation. Pure and spotless let us be. Let us see thy great salvation perfectly restored in thee. Change from glory into glory till in heaven we take our place, till we cast our crowns before thee, lost in wonder, love, and praise. So as we continue on together, let us together celebrate the words that were on that t-shirt. The great opportunity is where you are. Let us seize that opportunity together and celebrate the kingdom of God in our midst. Amen.